Greetings, good gamers, to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly enterprise of fresh retro surprise. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this wistful trek to the past and back, and this time I'm taking a break from the video gaming to instead explore, albeit briefly, my other passion, and that would be the glory of animation, and more exactly, the 2D handcrafted variety. This means I'm just going to speak about some of my favorite cartoons, shows, and films in no particular order, from old cartoon shorts to Japan's Tenchi Muyo. So, without further ado, let's go. From that catchy theme song, you might have guessed my first nostalgic pick is The Pink Panther, a wonderful series of cartoons that got started back in 1964 with the theatrical animated short The Pink Fink. In truth, the character had already appeared a year earlier in the opening credits for the live-action detective comedy, The Pink Panther, but years later, it's now those cartoons for which he's mostly remembered. For the unacquainted, the Pink Panther is exactly that, a usually silent anthropomorphic panther made famous for his penchant for everything pink. Indeed, many of his cartoons have him harassing an oblivious big-nosed worker of some kind. In The Pink Fink, for instance, a man is painting the inside of a house blue, while naturally the Pink Panther is determined to paint everything pink instead. Trust me, it's funnier than it sounds. For those curious enough to view a few shorts themselves, I recommend that episode, The Pink Fink, along with The Pink Blueprint and Pink Posies. These, I believe, are some of the Panther's best, with The Pink Fink even winning an Academy Award for Best Animated Short back in the day. They're all available on YouTube in some form or another.
Our time has come, we're gonna walk in the sun. Oh, I got my horse, we're ready to run. We're on our way. With a little faith, we can step from the shadows and tell everyone, turn the spotlight on. Now our time has come. Our time has come, we're heading straight for the sun. Oh, heart and soul, watch us go.
Just over the horizon.
Our time has come, we're gonna walk in the sun. Pack my horse, we're ready to run.
One of my favorite opening numbers in any movie. In truth, this overlooked and oft-forgotten 1997 film is one that deserves a full episode by itself. Although a kid's production technically, it uses a likable cast of personified animals to explore the rather adult issues of prejudice and discrimination in Hollywood and really the world over. That might sound a bit heavy-handed, but the movie treads the notion carefully, counterbalancing this grim reality with sunny, flamboyant animation, an amazing soundtrack, and some truly endearing characters. Indeed, the story revolves around Danny, an optimistic feline who just arrived in Hollywood expecting to land a great acting gig in which he'll hit it big. It doesn't really work out that way, though, as he quickly finds that humans rule the roost in Hollywood, and he, along with the rest of his animal pals, are quickly sidelined, reduced to bit parts at best in an unfortunate caste system favoring the human stars. As he tries to overcome and ultimately change the system from within, usually through a snazzy dance routine or two, he's constantly impeded by the despicably devious Darla Dimple, a Shirley Temple clone who dislikes animals and will do anything to hold them back. Again, this might seem a bit preachy or overwrought, but it's really just the framework for the much more standard message of believing in oneself and never giving up, which itself is often overshadowed by the Disney-grade animation and fantastic animal antics. It's a real shame more people didn't take note of this film at the time. This one is an obvious one, Disney's animated hit Tarzan from 1999. This movie has everything, from wondrous, silky, smooth animation to a pumpin' Phil Collins soundtrack to a heartwarming tale that isn't afraid to let a man be strong, take charge, and become a hero. Disney doesn't really make movies like this anymore. The company has long forsworn 2D animation in favor of the CGI kind, but moreover, it's hard to recall the last time Disney, not counting Pixar, was intent on creating an animated work of art that primarily revolved around a strong male protagonist without a female partner and/or cast of teammates stealing the limelight. And strong he is, out battling leopards, out wrestling his own gorilla foster father, out swinging a troop of chasing monkeys, and of course fighting to the death his fellow man, the depraved Hunter Clayton, who meets a rather grisly end for a Disney film of the era. And let's not forget Jane, one of the most fetching female protagonists that's not a princess in the Disney canon. The movie also blends traditional animation with CGI elements rather handedly, a skill that will be improved further still with two other great but underserved films, Disney's Atlantis and Treasure Planet.
The baby singer, a lover stranger, you only pray the singer know her name. You finally touch her, then you're in danger. Emotions will overtake you. You will go having a big brown eyes. But she's no angel, and she'll forsake you. It shouldn't come as any great surprise. Passion isn't really happiness. There is trouble in her spirit, caress. Lost in confusion, you die in old delusion.
lastly, a happy anime from my humbler and happier past. Although the Tenchi franchise no longer commands the imaginations of millions as it once did in the 1990s, this once universally recognized series will forever hold a special place in my heart. As some might remember, just 20 years ago, anime was still a largely niche hobby in the West, beloved by some, but seen as peculiar, at best, by many others. Tenchi Muyo was one of those rare Japanimations that broke through, sort of, into the mainstream, even being broadcast on the Cartoon Network's Toonami for a time before slowly fading into the relative obscurity it resides in today. Which is a pity, as it is largely responsible for many of the cherished elements, some might say tropes, found in modern-day anime, including the whole harem concept, which, yes, was first introduced in the first Tenchi OVA, released circa 1992 in Japan. And just in case a few of you out there don't know, OVA stands for Original Video Animation, which basically means direct to video. So, what's the plot of this seminal series? Well, in ultra-simplified form, it's about average teen Tenchi, who is really of royal alien blood, and who finds himself suddenly saddled with a bevy of beautiful alien women who take up residence in his house. Dad and Grandpa don't seem to mind the arrangement, so there they stay, first flirting with, then fighting over Tenchi as he slowly learns his true origins and approaches destiny. Most iconic of these women is the space symbiote slash pirate Ryoko, a devilish seductress who wants the milquetoast Tenchi all to herself. Her counterpoint and rival is the pristine Princess Ayaka, who quickly falls for the boy as well. Unfortunately, the Tenchi franchise is another that could take an entire podcast or two or three to properly explore, so just know that there's three main continuities. The Tenchi OVA series, which began the franchise, the Tenchi Universe TV show, which got two sequel theatrical movies, Tenchi Muyo in Love 1 and 2, and the weird but somewhat underrated Tenchi in Tokyo. All these versions stem from the 1990s, although the OVA still continues in erratic form to this day, seeing new installments here and there, while another bite-sized Tenchi series, called AI Tenchi Muyo, appeared in 2014 and sort of follows the universe continuity, but not really. Either way, for those interested in 1990s anime and the evolution of the harem genre, I recommend the original 7 episodes of the OVA and the entirety of Tenchi Universe for those wanting to see more. As I said before, this series is the true origin of the conventions and cliches we take for granted now in many an anime. And I think that does it for the time being. As I was writing and reciting this, many more shows, shorts, and series sprang to mind, so don't be surprised if I do a part 2 down the road. Either way, thanks for listening, as always, and until next time, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.